believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And, you know, we've been doing this series on sovereignty and self-trust because I really felt that this is up for a lot of people right here, right now. And it just, hopefully I could share some insight and some guidance for people as they kind of maneuver through their lives during these very interesting times that we are going through. And trust me, they are interesting, you know, moment to moment. So what if, let me get to my notes here. So what if everything you've been taught about control is actually what's keeping you from feeling unsafe? And what if trying to manage, predict, or even hold everything together is the very thing disconnecting you from your power? And what if true safety doesn't come from control at all, but from something much deeper within you? So today we're going to be exploring why control is no longer sustainable and how self-trust becomes your new foundation of safety. So where in your life are you trying to control outcomes right now? Just sit with that for a moment. Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's, you know, in your personal life. But just have a touch base moment with yourself. And what are you afraid might happen if you let go, just even a little? And lastly, is your control creating peace or tension? What we know is that control is often a trauma-informed survival strategy, not a flaw. It's a way that your nervous system equates control with safety, but it's conditional safety. It's not lasting safety. So we know that control creates hypervigilance. You're always on guard. It's like you're trying to do so much to keep things at bay that it exhausts you. It's even, you know, the more rigid that you become, the more out of control you are. And it really is a true disconnection from your intuition. It's almost as if you're in your body, something happens, and you're just moved from your body into your head, and you're trying to control what you're feeling and experiencing to keep it at bay. And it's almost as if you're in react mode. And it's very telling for when people, where people are in their lives, if they have a tendency to be, you know, control fiends. And I think we all are that to some degree. When they're totally, things are getting out of control, you could tell it's like it ups the ante on trying to control the situation. It just goes up a few notches. So when we are really trying to make a difference and really, you know, paying attention to what's going on with ourselves, just trust what you're feeling and sensing, because this is going to be very important for you as you move forward. So you become, you have this awareness. And once you become more of an observer in your environment instead of a reactive participant. So one thing to remember is control doesn't create safety. It creates the illusion of safety while disconnecting you from your inner authority. So yes, it's like you're being pulled in two different directions and you're playing tug of war and you're trying to control something because you think you're in safety mode, but you're not. That's the illusion. So why control is breaking down now? Okay. It's like it's always been there, but it seems like it's gotten escalated, or like I say, we cranked up the dial a couple of notches. Have you ever noticed what used to work in your life no longer does? Or are you feeling more fatigue from trying to hold everything together? And is life asking you to loosen your grip? So, some things to remember. There's no mistake that this is happening right now. I'm a firm believer in that. Things always happen for a reason. But we're getting to witness and live through that and also clean up part of how we have showed up in life and contributing to the collective as well, because remember, everything starts with us. Everything is energy and everything is frequency. So what we're witnessing now is a collective shift from control to coherence, a big difference where you're control, where you're trying to make something happen and pushing. And there's no surprise that we're witnessing what we're witnessing in a global state right now, because they're trying to control oil right now for, whatever. But what is really needing to happen is coherence. It's more of a frequency and a vibration. Are you wanting to be in greed, abuse of power, and trying to control the masses? Or are you going to be in the frequency of love, respect, and prosperity for all? So it's like you're moving from control, which is more of a mind type of thing, to coherence, which is more of a heart-centered type of reality. We are also moving from force to flow. When we're trying to make something happen, where it's like we try to push a boulder up a hill, there's a lot of resistance. When you're in the flow, things just automatically come to you. It's like you're in your state of certainty and sovereignty, and it's like the doors of the universe open up and the things just gravitate towards you without effort. And we're in a state of moving from prediction to presence. So moving from what it should look like and projecting either in the future or what it used to look like going into the past, we're no longer in that state. We're moving into presence, being right here, right now, in the present moment, basically. So old paradigms were built on external structure and certainty. Okay. So they were, you could bet the your mortgage check or whatever up until probably about 2008 that X, Y, and Z would produce A, B, and C. And it was pretty certain. But then, in 2008, we had the bank fallout and the economy really kind of tanked a bit. And it seems like from 2008 moving forward to present time, nothing has been certain. And the external structure was starting to crumble because it's an old paradigm that's no longer going to work where we are going. So what's really important to remember is that we're in a time of rebirth. It's reconnecting with the sovereignty that is truly ours within ourselves. So we create that certainty within ourselves and stop looking for certainty outside of ourselves, because you're never going to find it out there. It has it's a it's a come in come to an internal moment process right now. So the new paradigm requires internal stability and energetic alignment. Remember, everything is energy and frequency. What you're witnessing, if you could see my office, is solid, masses and myself being a solid physical being. This is all energy. We're denser forms, and everything you see in this office is a denser form of energy, because if you were to put us under, and all the items under a high powered microscope, you would see them vibrating, which is energy and frequency. We're just a denser version, so we could see that. The other things we cannot see are the things that are your emotions, your beliefs, your thoughts, your connectedness to yourself. These are also frequency and waves, but they're of a higher frequency, so you're not going to be able to witness that as a tangible thing as this cup or, you know, this rock that I'm holding, okay? So that's the thing to remember. It's still there. Even though you cannot see it, it is there. So why control is failing now? Because control fails in uncertainty, okay? In our external world, there is a lot of uncertainty. So when we're trying to really, you know, dial up the our dials of control so we could have the illusion of being safe, that's a fallacy. Control fails in uncertainty, okay? I'm going to say external, you know, control fails in uncertainty, okay? But when you become certain within yourself, you don't need to control yourself, because you're learning how to tap into your self-trust. And this is really what's important right now. So just remember this. Control is fear trying to stabilize reality. Self-trust is truth stabilizing your inner state regardless of reality. So if you're hearing this and realizing you're tired of holding everything together, this is exactly the work we do together. And so I invite you to work with me one-on-one, where we bridge the physical and the energetic to create true and lasting transformations. Go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, to explore sessions and begin your journey back to you. So let's talk about self-trust as the new safety. What if you trusted yourself to handle whatever arises? I know that might be a big step for somebody. Or what would change if you felt safe without needing guarantees? Can you feel the difference between forcing and allowing? So self-trust, let's talk about self-trust. Self-trust is not passive. It's a deeply active presence, okay? It is there continuously. It's in the moment. It's right here, right now. It creates emotional resilience, energetic clarity, and calm decision making. So safety shifts from I need to control everything to I trust myself with anything, and I know I will be okay no matter what happens. Now, we talk a lot about the nervous system and nervous system reset and, you know, all this other stuff. It's the big buzzword, but it's very true. It's very pertinent for the times that we're in, because we have been, our nervous system has been in overload for way, 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 way too long. It's like it's constantly firing in stress mode, stress mode, stress mode. So it doesn't have the capability to reset into peace mode, because it's constantly being fired at. And, you know, it's not like we're being chased by tigers all the time. It's like the tiger has morphed into something different now, and it's constantly, and it's called society. So what's really important is when we start dipping into our self-trust and being active, you know, have an active presence within ourselves, your nervous system is starting to heal and go into more regulation. you are listening to yourself and honoring yourself. If you feel like you're on overload, you pull yourself out of situations as a form of self-care and self-love for yourself. And you're following your inner guidance instead of being in react mode all the time. It's trusting the inner wisdom, your sovereign guidance, which is part of who you are. You're tapping into it. Maybe you're reacquainting yourself with it the first time in your lifetime. Whatever that is, it doesn't matter. It's about getting back into the key for that. And it's allowing uncertainty to happen without collapsing, meaning that, okay, you know, there's uncertainty there, but how I'm feeling within myself is I'm certain, I feel safe within, and I know that whatever happens, I'm going to be okay no matter what. So sovereignty is the moment you realize you are safe, not because you control life, but because you trust yourself within it. And we're getting ready to go on our first break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll just share some more. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about why control no longer works in our Sovereignty and Self-Trust series, which we're in, I believe, week four of, and we have one more week of that. And, you know, before break, we were talking about self-trust as the new safety, and that's going to allow you to create more certainty in your world, in an uncertain world. And, you know, why control is breaking down right now. And it's, I feel that it is a time where it's allowing people to come within themselves so they could create something more lasting, more deliberate, and more on purpose. So, you know, when we are able to really step into trusting ourselves, it's like we don't need to control anything. And then you will be able to feel when you are going down that rabbit hole. Okay. Awareness is key. I think that's like a foundational step for anything. When you're aware that you're doing something, then you have more control in your life, believe it or not. It's more of a, I'm not going to say not a reactive control, but more of a control coming from observation, which I don't think is control at all. It's just an observation. So what is the cost of holding on versus the freedom of letting go? For those of you who are like hanging on by the windowsill, by your fingernails, it's like you want to go, and you're hanging on by one, and you still, you know, can't let go. So this is for you. What are you gripping tightly right now? Where in your life are you holding on to something really tight right now? And what would it feel like to soften your hold? And what might be trying to emerge if you stop controlling it? Sometimes some of those gold nuggets are hidden underneath all of that control, but yet we're trying to keep it at bay because, oh, it doesn't feel right. I got to control this. It's just like, oh my God, it's just like, it'll just going to rock my world. It's going to be bad. And you are, you know, it's like you go into perpetual react mode. And now it's really time about coming within and just grounding yourself, being fully present, and just allowing yourself to be in that present moment. So holding control creates, you know, feel this in your body. When you're controlling something, do you feel expanded or contracted? Yeah, it's a contraction. You feel like everything's tight. And what happens too is that your energetic field gets controlled. You're contracting that as well. You holding control creates mental looping, you know, constantly thinking, oh, this happened, so I need to do X, Y, and Z to prevent that from happening. And it's maddening. And it's like you keep playing this loop of, you know, it's almost like doing your juju to make sure nothing bad happens. You know, you go through your whole thing. And it's kind of a distraction to keep you from yourself and to keep, you know, what maybe is going to be something that might be the best thing that ever happened to you from occurring. And you know what? You can only do that for so long. And then you are like, you get emotionally burnt out. It's like, because you're trying to, it reminds me of, you know, I guess in the circus, they used to have these plate spinners where they would be these plates on these poles and they have to be spinning them and keep them all spinning at the same time. That is what trying to control looks like. That's the visual. And then it gets floppy. And then you have to go back and keep mentally looping that and making sure that they're constantly in motion. It's like that poor guy who's just like burnt out and exhausted at the end of that. So then what's going to happen is that those plates are going to fall anyway. So it's like what you're trying to keep at control is no longer going to be controlled. So let's talk about letting go. Letting go creates space for your intuition, that information, that gut feeling you have in your body, that whisper from spirit that says, you might want to try doing this. It's not a ba-ba, it's a very quiet and subtle voice that if you're not quiet enough within yourself, you're never going to hear it. And letting go also creates synchronicity. It's like, you know, when we're trying to control something, it's like we have blinders on thinking that we want to make something happen. And this is the only way that it's possibly happened. Notice when a horse has blinders on, they're only seeing right in front of you because you have blinders on. You're not seeing the bigger picture. You're just seeing what's in front of you. When you let go and take those blinders off, you have this big extra space there. that there's all these other possibilities that you haven't even seen. And when you take those blinders off, you're allowing that to manifest and come into your life. So, you know, let's talk about, you know, when we let go, it's not giving up. It's releasing false responsibility. Okay. So right now, I just invite you, let's just do a little experiential process. So just close your eyes for a moment, if you could safely do that, and just bring awareness to something you've been trying to control. Notice where it lives in your body. And just now gently soften around it. Not forcing it away, just loosening the grip. And just take a breath and ask, what would trust feel like here? So what did you find out about yourself? Just make a note of that. So let's talk about this, living without control and not falling apart. How often, I'm going to paint a visual for you. It's like Pandora's box is in front of you and you're controlling. It's so hard to keep the lid shut because God forbid if you open Pandora's box and whatever is in it, it's just going to come spewing out and you're never going to be able to control it and once it opens, you're not going to be able to close the lid of the box. Okay. So what would your life feel like without constant management or constantly sitting on Pandora's box so it won't open? Who are you without needing to hold everything together? You know, we create our identities based on, you know, sometimes they're false premises or illusions. And how can you allow life to meet you? So self-trust allows cleaner decisions, less overthinking, and more aligned action. One thing to really realize is that you begin to respond instead of react. You choose instead of control. Life becomes participatory and not performative, meaning you're actively here right now instead of trying to control things to keep things at bay. One thing to remember is that you are not here to manage life. You are here to meet it and experience it. So I invite you to take a breath right now. And where in your life is control asking to be released so trust can arise? You don't need to grip tighter to be safe. You don't need to have all the answers to move forward. Your safety is not in your control of life. It is your relationship with yourself. And before we go on our break, if today's conversation is resonating with you, just take a moment to subscribe, like, and share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platform. Because when you share this message, you're helping others return to their own sovereignty and trust. So we're going off to our next break of our episode, and we've been talking about sovereignty and self-trust and why control no longer works. And when we return, we'll go into a delicious guided meditation for your experiential pleasure. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And we've been talking today about why control no longer works. So listen up, all you control fiends out there. It's time to get in the present moment. So, you know, and also, if that is an issue for you guys, I have put together a free gift for you, and it's called Being in the Present Moment. And if you're ready to begin strengthening your self-trust today, just download my free guided meditation. And you could go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and you'll see a pop-up, and just sign up for that. It'll allow you to have a taste of what it feels like to be in the present moment as I help you ground yourself in multiple dimensions. This is where control dissolves and presence begins. So with that in mind, let's just get situated for our guided meditation segment of my show here. And it's going to be called Energetic Release of Control and Activation of Self-Trust. So I invite you to just find a quiet place and begin by arriving, not just in your mind, but in your body. Allow yourself to land fully here and gently close your eyes and take a slow, intentional breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth with a soft sigh. Again, Breathing in and releasing. And one more time, take a deep inhale and a long exhale. And now just allow your breath to become natural. And bring your awareness to your body. Feel your feet, even if they're resting. Notice the subtle sensations, temperature, pressure, energy. And now imagine roots extending from the soles of your feet, moving down deep into the earth, slowly, steadily, anchoring you, supporting you, and holding you. And allow your body to register this. You are supported. You are held. You are safe without effort. Now, bring awareness to your legs. Let them soften. And just release any unconscious holding. And now move into your hips and pelvis. This is often where control tries to stabilize. See if you can gently soften here. No forcing, just allowing. Now, bring your awareness to your abdomen. Notice if there's any gripping. Any tightening. And just place a gentle breath here. And as you exhale, imagine unwinding tension. Like a knot slowly loosening. Layer by layer. Now move into your chest. Your heart space. Notice if there's any pressure, any holding. And place your hand over your heart. And feel your touch, your presence. Now begin to breathe into your heart. Slow, steady, rhythmic. And as you do, imagine a soft field of energy beginning to expand from your heart. This is your field of self-trust. It's not something you create. It's something you remember. Now, bring awareness to your shoulders. So often, carrying responsibility, burden, control, on your next exhale, imagine your shoulders gently dropping, not collapsing, just releasing effort. Feel the difference. Now, bring awareness to your jaw, your face. Soften your jaw. Unclench your teeth. Relax your tongue. Let your forehead smooth. And let your eyes rest back. Now, bring awareness to your entire body. From your feet to your head, and gently scan. Where am I still holding control? Not from judgment, just from awareness. Wherever you noticed it, pause there. And now, instead of trying to release it, simply bring presence to it. And say internally, you don't have to hold this alone. Now imagine a warm, intelligent energy beginning to flow through your body. It enters through the top of your head like a soft golden light, moving slowly down through your head, your throat, your chest. And as it moves, it doesn't push. It doesn't force. It simply reorganizes. Anywhere there is control, it brings space. Anywhere there is tension, it brings softness. Anywhere there is fear, it brings steadiness. And just allow this energy move at its own pace through your torso, your abdomen, your pelvis, your legs, and your feet. And now feel your body as a whole. Notice what has shifted, even subtly. Now, bring awareness back to your heart, that expanding field. And silently repeat, I am safe in my body. I am safe in the unknown. I trust myself with what arises. Feel the resonancy of these words, not as thoughts, but as frequency. And just allow it, that frequency to exist without control, and notice you are still here. You are still grounded. You are still okay. Allow your body to register this. This is new safety. So take a slow, deep breath in and exhale fully. And as you prepare to return, know this. You don't need to control life to be safe. Your safety lives in your connection to yourself. So take one more deep breath in, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes and return to where you're at right now. And we're getting ready to go on our last break of our show. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up for Why Control No Longer Works in our Sovereignty and Self-Trust series. So stay tuned and we'll see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And just a little bit of an infomercial. If you're interested in joining our community, we have a community called I'm Awake Now What? And I run it with one of my partners, Kozui Stankatis, who is a master energy healer and body talk practitioner. And we meet weekly and we discuss ongoing topics that are pertinent to what people are going through and how you could basically move through that. So if that's something that you would like to find out more about, I invite you to go to my website and check out DrDoloresFazzino.com and look for I'm Awake Now What? And click on that to get more information. You never know how this could help you, and especially going through the times that we're going through right now. So please join us. We'd love to have you. So, you know, we unloaded quite a bit today on our show, and control is a big buzzword for a lot of people because it's just like it's an automatic reflex for people that, you know, when things are uncomfortable, they hop out of their body and they go into playing whack-a-mole at the fair trying to control their life, and there's really nothing to control. So, you know, it's really important to, you know, just chill, take a deep breath, and do what you can to stay in the present moment because this is where all the gold nuggets are. So, you know, as part of our closing integration, just let your body lead you back to trust again and again until control is no longer needed and your presence becomes your power. Imagine the version of you who no longer needs control. How do they walk? Decide, respond, then begin meeting life as that version now. So let's talk about some of the talking points that we talked about on our show today. Control is not true safety. It's a learned response to uncertainty. Self-trust creates internal safety that doesn't depend on outcomes. When you trust yourself, you no longer need life to behave a certain way for you to be okay. Letting go of control is not losing power, it's reclaiming it. That's a powerful statement within itself. It's reclaiming it. Your body holds your control patterns, and you can also release them through awareness, breath, presence. Your nervous system learns a new way of being. And sovereignty is the new safety, not because life is predictable, because you are anchored in yourself. So control may have been necessary at a time in your life. It may have been, you know, it may have helped you navigate uncertainty and protect yourself and make sense of what felt overwhelming. But you no longer You are no longer that version of you, and what once kept you safe may now be keeping you stuck. That's something to think about, huh? Where are you feeling stuck in your life? You're probably trying to control things. There is a deeper safety available to you now, one that doesn't require effort, management, or constant vigilance. The safety comes from knowing you can meet whatever arises. You can trust yourself, not because you have all the answers, but because you are connected to yourself. And from that place, everything changes. So you don't find safety by controlling life. You create it by trusting yourself within. So I'm going to leave you with this channel message. Beloved one, you were never meant to carry the weight of controlling your reality. That was a role you stepped into when you forgot the depth of your connection. Control was not a mistake. It was a phase of remembering. But now you are being invited into something far greater, the way of living where your presence is more powerful than your effort, where your trust is more stabilizing than your strategies, where your being is enough to meet the moment. So release the illusion that you must hold everything together, for you are not separate from the intelligence that moves all things. You are part of it, aligned with it, guided by it, and as you soften your grip, you will not fall apart, you will expand into clarity, peace, and truth. This is your sovereignty. This is your return. So that's a lot to bite off. And so I just want you to remember this. Just trust yourself, love yourself, respect yourself, because you are more than worth it. So stay tuned, and I'll see you next week. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.